I'm Leah. I'm an alcoholic. I'm super nervous, but I've been told that if you get asked to do something for AA, you shouldn't say no. So I'm 19 years old. My sober date is April 9th, 2014, so I have about 60-something days. So my whole family basically is an alcoholic or an addict. My parents were never married. They split up when I was 2 or 3. And I think I had like my first sip of alcohol when I was like really young. My cousins came over and all of them are older than me. And I have 2 older half-brothers and 1 older stepsister. And my dad asked them, you know, did anyone drink? And I was the only one that lied about it. Like, he was okay if we told the truth, but I noticed that I was the only one that lied, and I said, no, I didn't drink, and everyone knew that was a lie. But let's see, I went to a private school up until 8th grade, and they kind of, we had to go to church 3 times a week as part of our curriculum, and I didn't like that. I didn't know if I really believed in God, and I thought, you know, if you didn't believe Jesus died on the cross and you're going to hell, I didn't like any of that. And so I was like really not about the whole private school and God and Jesus thing. And then, let's see, I went to high school and I was really like goody good, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to do drugs or any of that. And then I started drinking and doing drugs, and I thought it was normal. Like, you know, I'd go out on weekends with friends, and then eventually, like, that's the only thing that I would look forward to was going out on the weekends. But I still managed to keep my grades up, and I was a really good student. When I was in 9th grade, I learned that my dad was a drug dealer. So that was like really different, and it threw me off, and I don't know, I didn't really know how to deal with it. So I lived with my mom my whole life basically, and she was an alcoholic, and she's one of those people that gets drunk and says things that she doesn't remember saying, and then the next morning she acts like everything's perfectly fine. So when I was really young, I remember my mom used to say, like, oh, like, she'd get drunk and then be like, I can't wait until I can die. Like, that's, like, the first memories I have of my mom. And I would get scared and I wouldn't know what to do. So my mom and I had, like, a really rocky relationship. And, sorry, I'm kind of jumping back and forth. But when I was in 5th grade is when it got really bad. And I started cutting myself and having, like, suicidal thoughts. And I didn't go to anyone about that, and my parents found out when I was in middle school, so then they sent me to therapy and blah, blah, blah. Like, I didn't think it was a big deal. And so then high school came around, and, like, everything seemed pretty normal. You know, I'd go out sometimes, and then, okay, I already went over this. Sorry, I'm super nervous. So let's see. When I was a junior, I moved into my dad's house, and he really didn't care what I did. He was just like, tell me what you do, and, you know, it's fine. I don't really care. Just tell me. So I started living with my boyfriend at the time, and we started doing a bunch of drugs, drinking all the time, partying all the time. And then about 6 months later, my mom found out I was living with him instead of my dad, because my dad didn't tell my mom. And she came and picked me up because I was still underage. So I guess for me, drinking really, like, it was fun, it was social, you know, everyone I thought was doing it because I'm young, I'm in high school. It really, like, I'm kind of like a nervous and anxious person, and when I drank, I wasn't. And it's like if something bad happened, then it wasn't really that big of a deal because we were all drunk and we could laugh about it later. And then after living with my mom for a while, I turned 18 in between my junior and senior year, and I was like, well, screw it, I'm 18, I'm out of your house. So I left, and then I'd say that's when things started getting worse. I started skipping school a lot to, you know, like, get high or drink or whatever. And I was living with my friend and my boyfriend at the time. And, like, I thought it was fun. I thought it was cool that I skipped school. Like, I thought it made me different, that, like, I could still keep my grades up and never go to school. And and like that I was like partying all the time, that I was known like in that group of people that were like really cool, you know, but it's so stupid looking back on it. And so eventually I had to drop out of school because I didn't go enough. So I dropped out my senior year with 2 credits left that I had to complete, and I didn't complete them because when I got to school, I was like, I can't be here. I would be so upset. Like, I couldn't do it because I would rather be getting high or drinking. And then, let's see. So basically, I dropped out of school, my boyfriend dropped out of school, and we just hung out and drank and did drugs all the time. You know, we were in this little shitty apartment, and the only time we would leave would to be to get something, basically, or go get food or something. And then, let's see, a couple nights, we had some really bad nights, and then I would stop drinking for a while, you know, like, oh, I shouldn't be drinking, and then, like, a couple weeks later, I'd start drinking again, and then, like, oh, well, alcohol wasn't the problem. If we could just fix, like, this and this, then we'd be fine. And, so eventually, we were living at my friend's apartment, and she had to leave her apartment because she couldn't pay it anymore. So I went back to my mom's, and my mom and I didn't get along, obviously. You know, I was there sometimes when it was convenient for me, and we just didn't get along. And when I would get mad, or if I didn't have my alcohol or drugs that I needed, then I became violent. I never hit my mom, but I would, you know, take pictures and throw them off the wall and, you know, break doors off door frames and stuff like that. And so one night she called the police on me, and, well, she used to do that a lot, but this time she's like, you know, take her to jail. So they asked me if I had anywhere else to go, and I said no, because I didn't think that I did. You know, none of my friends were going to save me, because they really weren't my friends. They just wanted to get messed up with me. And so I went to jail for criminal mischief that night, and I got out. And then after that, I didn't go home for 3 weeks. And then finally I came home for some reason. I don't remember why. And she's like, all right, I've been talking to your psychiatrist, and you're going to go to rehab. And I was like, no, I'm not. And she's like, yeah, you are. And she's like, pack your bags, we're going tomorrow. And I was like, I'm definitely not going. Like, give me some time to think about this, you know. And then she left, came back 5 minutes later, and was like, all right, we're going today, pack your bags. So, of course, I went on another one of my violent sprees and broke more stuff around the house. And she's like, all right, either I'm calling the police and you're getting arrested again, or you're going to rehab. So I went to rehab in Gainesville in last August to November. And I went, you know, to avoid a charge, so it wasn't for me. I didn't want to get sober. I really didn't even think that I had a problem up until, like, I went to rehab and, like, learned a bunch of stuff. But I was like, you know, whatever. Like, I'm 19. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. Like, I'll go to college one day. Like, and so I went to rehab, and, like, it was good. It was a nice break. I didn't really plan on staying sober once I got out. I was like, yeah, like, I was like, I'll do that six-month thing that they say, and then, like, you know, I can just go back out if my life isn't any better. And then I was like, well, 6 months is kind of a long time since I have to do 4 months once I'm out of rehab. And I was like, well, I'll just make it to 90 days. And I didn't even make it to 90 days. I made it to, like, 72 days, and I was with my friend who was in AA, too. But I've used with her before. So then we're at, like, you know, our dealer's house, and they've got a bottle, and we're, like, looking at each other. We're like, we're not going to drink. And then she texts me, and she's like, you want a shot? And I was like, hell yeah, thanks for asking. And so we got drunk, and after that I was like, screw it. Like, you know, I already relapsed. So then from there, things got worse. My mom noticed I was drinking again, using again. And so I was just never home. And one day my mom and I got into a fight, and she called the police. And then, you know, a couple days later down the road, I was staying with a friend, and a sheriff shows up and gives me a restraining order. Like, my mom got a restraining order on me, and I was like, oh, shit. So I went to court and actually beat it, but I realized, like, my life is not going anywhere while I'm doing this. So my boyfriend called me from his rehab center and was like, hey, you want to moved to Tampa? And I was like, yeah, sure, I have nothing else going for me in Tallahassee. So I came here, and I'm living in a halfway house now. And, you know, not the geographical cure works because you have to do other stuff with it. But I'm working the steps. I have a sponsor. I'm on step 4. So the first step was pretty easy for me. I knew I had a problem, but I just didn't want to give it up earlier in life. And then step 2 and 3 were kind of struggles for me, but when, like, I learned that I could choose a God of my understanding, you know, like, my God isn't telling me I'm going to hell if I don't believe in something. Like, my God is, like, a loving God, and he's, like, doing everything for me that is supposed to happen. So, like, if I don't get my way one day, like, it's for a reason. And that reason will be, like, shown to me down the road. So, I am on step 4. I'm really nervous about it. I'm, like, writing it out, and it's not a great feeling. So I think I was kind of meant to speak tonight to get myself back on track with going on that. So thanks for letting me share.